Hello, Mzansi. Welcome to another episode of Farmers Inside Track. My name is Duncan Masiwa. I'm your host for this episode powered by Spirit. Now, in this episode, we sit down with Michael Brudelli, who is the co-founder of Spirit. We're discussing the future of digitalized outgrower schemes. In this episode, we break down what it means to digitize these schemes, why it's essential for developing agricultural markets, and how Spirit's platform is transforming the way smallholder farmers connect with agribusinesses. Michael, it is lovely having you with us. Welcome to Farmers Inside Track.
Thank you, Duncan. Really glad to be here and looking forward to today's discussion.
Fantastic. I think let's start with the basics. Can you tell us a bit about Spirit and what do you do?
Spruit is a digital platform designed specifically for managing outgrower networks at scale in Africa. We help agribusinesses manage critical workflows like contracts, farming best practices, field polygons, and yield predictions, all in one place. What really sets us apart is that we deliver all of this directly to smallholder farmers via WhatsApp. It's a tool they already know, trust, and use daily. On the other side, the agribusiness has access to real-time data and insights through our online platform. That combination is what makes it scalable and effective. My name is Michael Brudelli, co-founder and chief client officer at Spruit. I've spent 10 years running agribusiness operations across the continent, and Spruit is built from those on-the-ground lessons.
Michael, it all sounds very impressive. Of course, we're talking about digitizing our grower schemes today. That's the conversation. I think to start, could you explain what digitizing outgrower schemes actually means? And how does Spirit's platform play a role in this process? What are the specific challenges your solutions address for outgrower schemes?
Digitizing outgrower schemes means replacing informal paper-based systems with structured digital workflows that bring visibility, accountability, and scale. Most agribusinesses today still rely on scattered spreadsheets, manual contract signing, and verbal field updates. That leads to massive inefficiencies, inputs get missing, tasks don't get done, and deals underperform. At Spruit, we've built a platform that digitizes the entire process, from onboarding farmers and defining their field boundaries, to pushing out farming tasks, tracking execution, and forecasting yields. It all runs through WhatsApp for the farmer and an online platform for the agribusiness. The core challenges we solve are poor field visibility, input fraud, and the inability to measure or manage performance across large outgrower networks. We give companies the tools to manage by exception, focus their resources, and scale sustainably.
One might ask, Michael, why is it so important to digitize outgrower schemes, particularly in developing agricultural markets? And how can technology enhance the efficiency and sustainability of these schemes?
Outgrower schemes are essential to how agriculture works in Africa. They connect smallholders to markets, inputs, and income. But in most cases, these schemes are run with very little structure. There's no reliable way to know what's happening in the field, which farmers are performing well, or where problems are emerging. Digitization changes that. With the right tools, agribusinesses can manage thousands of farmers with real-time visibility, consistent communication, and far better control. You can track whether tasks are being completed, which inputs were distributed where, and how yields are trending, even before harvest. Ultimately, this drives efficiency, less loss, better planning, and sustainability, because both the company and the farmer can make decisions based on data and not guesswork. That's the foundation for long-term growth.
Let's maybe talk about the key features. What are the key features of Spirit's platform that help in managing and optimizing outgrower schemes? And how do these features benefit both farmers and the companies that they're working with?
One of the key features is WhatsApp-based tasking. Farmers receive weekly instructions, what to do, when to do it, and why to do it, directly on their phones. There's no app to download, no learning curve, and that makes adoption very smooth, even in rural settings. For agribusinesses, Spruit provides a full online dashboard where they can monitor yield polygons, track yield predictions, and manage virtual contracts. They can also manage by exception, focusing only on issues that require action, rather than chasing updates manually. We also generate tailored reports and give companies the ability to scale their outgrower schemes efficiently. With real-time field feedback, driving better decisions. It's a system that creates transparency and accountability on both sides of the relationship.
We have a big audience of small-scale farmers here at Farmers Inside Track and Food from Zanzi, and so I can definitely assure you that this is valuable information for them. But of course, for smallholder farmers, often there is the issue of limited access to digital tools. How does Spirit's technology empower these farmers? And what steps are taken to ensure that the platform is inclusive for all farmers, regardless of their access to technology?
We designed Sprout to be fully inclusive from day one. The platform works through WhatsApp, which is already widely used by smallholders across Africa. It removes the need for apps, training, or even high digital literacy. For farmers who don't own a smartphone, we make sure they still receive guidance through their lead farmer, someone trusted in the community who acts as a local coordinator. That way, no one gets left behind. We also built Sprout to function in low connectivity environment. Our field staff tools sync offline, and everything is designed to minimize tech barriers. The result is fast, practical adoption. Farmers start seeing value immediately, and agribusinesses get consistent engagement.
That's fantastic news. Looking ahead, what do you see as the future of digital agriculture in outgrower schemes, and how do you envision innovation in evolving in this space over the next few years?
We see a future where every smallholder receives personalized agronomic advice powered by AI and tailored to their exact crop, location, and field conditions. That level of precision will drive real productivity gains. We also expect embedded financial services like credit and insurance to become a natural extension of digital outgrower management. When companies have verified performance data, they can confidently underwrite financing. Ultimately, Sprout is building the infrastructure to connect farms to buyers, input suppliers, and financial institutions in a fully traceable, data-driven way. That's what will unlock scale and resilience across Africa's agricultural value chains.
Adopting any new technology is often a struggle for a lot of small-scale farmers. For agribusinesses or organizations considering implementing digital tools for their outgrower schemes, what advice would you give them, Michael, and how can they ensure a successful adoption and maximize the benefits of digitization?
First, start small and focused. Choose one crop or region, get the basics right, like contracts and tasks, and build from there. You don't need to digitize everything on day one. Second, choose tools that are built for rural Africa. A lot of platforms were designed for large commercial farms in the global north. They don't work in low connectivity, informal environments. And third, reach out to us at Sprout. We've built this platform specifically for outgrower schemes in Africa, and we're happy to help organizations get started in a way that's practical, scalable, and rooted in real field experience.
I think the valuable lesson there is to start small and take it step by step. You don't have to do everything at once. You're currently expanding and raising investment, Michael. What excites you most about this next phase of growth, and how can others get involved?
What really excites us is that the model is working. We've got live deployments, real clients, and proven results in the field. Now we're focused on scaling across East and Southern Africa to reach tens of thousands of smallholder farmers. We're also building new layers into the platform, AI-driven agronomy, embedded finance, and market linkages, so that Sprout becomes a full-stack solution for inclusive, data-driven agriculture. We're currently raising investment to support that growth. If you're an investor or partner who believes in scalable agri-tech that delivers both impact and returns, we really would like to talk to you. You can reach us directly at michael@sprout.com.
Well, there you have it. Michael Brudelli, the co-founder of Sprout. For more information on this, visit www.foodfromzanzi.co.za. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss any of the episodes. For me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan Funderfind, and the rest of hashtag Team Food from Zanzi, thanks for listening.